special call?
It's a special call we use, but I wouldn't know how you'd even spell it.
Well, you just say it once.
Just suck.
Is that pretty much used everywhere?
It is through there, yeah.
How about calling the cab?
Cab?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd say about the same thing. Come on, Kathy, or Sir Kathy.
Okay. What do you say to, say, mules or horses to make them go right or left?
G and hop.
Which is which?
If you want to go to the left, that's hop.
And if you want to go to the right,
G.
How about getting a horse from the pasture? Would there be any special calls to do that?
Getting them from the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
Any call, special call?
Yeah.
Well, some old farmers, I've heard them whistle at them. And they'd prick up their ears and come in. When someone holler, just call his name, you know. Dave, Bill, or whatever it is. Hey, Bill, come on here. He'd come.
Then, what do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
What do you say to stop him?
Whoa.
And when backing him into a buggy?
Back.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
Hogs.
How do you call sheep to get them from the pasture?
Sheep.
How do you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
We just call the name chickens. Chicken.
Okay. If you wanted to get the horses ready to go someplace, you say, I want to. What do you call the process of getting them ready? I want to. The horses.
Prepare.
Or is there another word that starts with an H?
Preparing to take them off somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Or just to get them ready to go. You're going to have to harness.
Carry a harness? Put the harness on?
Mm-hmm.
Harness the horse?
Mm-hmm. Is that the right way? I mean,
that's what we'd say.
You're just getting them ready to go?
Yeah, do you have the harnesses? Do you have the horses harnessed?
Okay.
I'm going to ask that question to the boy.
When you're plowing, what do you call the things guide the mules with,
a
horse's with?
Check line.
Okay. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback? If it's a saddle and you're replacing your feet, what do you call it?
Oh, saddlebag?
Or, but just your feet. I guess it's a metal.
Oh, a stirrup?
Okay. When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Lead horse.
And how do you determine which horse is going to be the lead horse? Is it your strongest horse?
The fastest horse, the way we always did it. It's usually sometimes there's a lot of difference. You got a lazy horse. And you got one that, you got a lazy horse. You don't want him laid. You want him on the other side. So you can lay the line on him.
Mm-hmm.
You're right-handed, you know. You can reach out there and get him. A lead horse is usually a more sensible horse. And a lot of things to consider on that. He's tame. He'll mind better, you know.
If something is not right near at hand, say it's just a little over. Or if you were describing to me where somebody's house was, you say it's just a little
ways over.